Tuesday, May 24th, 2011. IFB Pastor Matt Jarrell, who took his own life in May of 2011, was last seen alive sitting in his jail cell, charged with having forcibly sodomized a woman to whom he had offered a ride. He used the bed sheet to string himself up. "Let the courts prosecute him," said Rick Parcell of Jarrell's IFB Church, Open Door Baptist Church of Mesquite, Texas. "We love him. We want to help him in every way. We want to help the family in every way, but we are not sweeping anything under the carpet." However, nobody at the church spared a word of pity or sympathy or concern for Jarrell's victims. And yes, Jarrell had more than one victim, and the first one was swept under the carpet. In 2007 in San Antonio, Jarrell was indicted for a second-degree sexual assault, that is, rape. That case was supposed to go to trial in April 2011, but it was delayed. In that incident, police who searched his car found a rape kit, and that should not be confused with a hospital rape kit. Rather, it is a kit used by rapists. It included the following tools: two knives, a stun gun, leather gloves, leather police badge holder, a gold five-pointed star badge, a video camera, several handcuff cases, a machete, a video screen. Rick Parcell, who apparently is the church's official dingbat, added he knew about Jarrell's pending sexual assault charge from 2007, but accepted the, quote, reasonable-sounding explanation Jarrell had given him and therefore, quote, didn't do further research. This, of course, is in direct violation of the scripture, which directs that an elder must be blameless and his history must be verified from both within and outside the church body. Prior to that, in 2003, Jarrell was brought up on charges of soliciting prostitutes and illegal handgun possession. He hired an attorney, Arthur Frank, and was released when prosecution declined to pursue the case. One commenter on the Dallas News website left remarks that called Jarrell into question about a house fire back in Pennsylvania when Jarrell pastored there, but that comment has been removed. However, rumors of the suspicious nature of that fire continue to circulate. The church, as is the norm, is grieving for itself, grieving for Jarrell, and has not even mentioned his rape victims. And if you want more documentation on this, you can consult my blog on the way at jerryhu.net, where I've got the footnotes listed.